खिलाफ साजिश थी।
आप गए हैं इसलिए?
कोई मेरी फीलिंग को 3 अक्षरों में कैसे समझ सकता है? ये एक कविता की तरह से भावात्मक, an uncontrollable urge. Am I drunk?
Not yet.
Then I'll have one more. देखो, मैं यहाँ बाहर का आदमी समझा जाता हूँ, an outsider. उर्दू बोलने वाले शहर में मराठी सिखाता हूँ, शादीशुदा लोगों के बीच अकेला रहता हूँ।
अलीगढ़ यूनिवर्सिटी में कुछ टीवी जर्नलिस्ट एक प्रोफेसर का घर में जबरदस्ती घुस गया एंड दे फिल्म्ड हिम हैविंग सेक्स विद द रिक्शा पुलर।
प्रोफेसर सिराज के बारे में 2 मिनट्स बात करना था, एक स्टोरी करना।
आई डोंट वांट टू टॉक टू द मीडिया।
होमोसेक्सुअलिटी को प्रैक्टिस करना, वो भी यूनिवर्सिटी प्रमाइसेस के अंदर, हराम माना जाता है।
आपको कमरा खाली कर रहा है, बैचलर आदमी नहीं चाहिए।
तो बैचलर आदमी क्या टेररिस्ट होता है?
अरे होता होगा।
तुम लोग ये शब्द के पीछे क्यों पड़े जाते हो? कभी लव को भी समझने की कोशिश किया करो। इट्स अ ब्यूटीफुल वर्ल्ड।
क्या प्रोफेसर सिरस अपना बिजनेस बाहर खेल के मैदान में कंडक्ट कर रहे थे? व्हाट बिजनेस डू नेबर्स हैव लुकिंग इनटू समवन्स बेडरूम?
You have to fight it out, Mr. Siras.
क्या करना होगा मुझे? कौन है?
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This week's episode we have Pranitha and Ro. Say hi guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll leave you guys to figure out who's who. But so just before we get into the episode, a quick announcement of sorts. As you guys have probably realized, our schedule has been all over the place. And we have not, our fan episode was 3 weeks late, but we finally managed to get it out. Since Fan came out, there have been various movies in theaters, such as Baghi, Traffic, Nilbatte Sanata, but we've decided not to do any of those, partly because I couldn't convince anyone to watch them with me, so there's that. And also because Aligarh finally released in theaters in Singapore, which, although it's a few months since it released in India, we thought it would be good to actually have an episode discussing that. So this episode is going to be just about Aligarh and our thoughts on that. And next week onwards, we will be back to our regular programming where we will discuss other and various trailers and everything else that's happening. And then hopefully be more regular every week from there on. So with that out of the way, this week's topic is Aligarh, which we, all the three of us, just watched. And it's definitely not your typical Bollywood movie, which was, I think, a good and a bad thing in many ways. What did you guys think?
I really liked the movie because, like you just said, it wasn't a very atypical Bollywood movie. There weren't any songs involved. It was just all about the plot and the story that was within it. And and I thought it was a very good story, to be honest. Obviously, it's based on a true story or like series of true events. But it was very simple and, I don't know, very like humble movie that was made to, and like kind of brought out a very serious topic in India in a very like natural, realistic manner.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And this was, I was very curious about how this movie would be because it was one of those movies which was very universally acclaimed by critics, more or less, but commercially did really badly. And while there's definitely not the first time that's happened, watching it, I could kind of tell that this is not really a movie that most people would watch or would enjoy watching, because it is a very kind of, it's quite slow. So even I think if I were to, in general, I did really enjoy the movie, but if there was one thing I would pick out that could have been improved, it was very slow. And the narrative just kind of is, it focuses a lot on the characters and building them up. And at times the pacing is, you can understand why some people would be kind of impatient and wanting things to happen, especially if that's what you're typically used to in movies.
Yeah, and like we just talked about earlier this evening, it was like, how you said, what were those other movies you said made so much money that was like released at the same time?
Kya Cool Hai Hum and Masti Zyada.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think it's like anything wrong with the movie. It's just the kind of target audience that India has been dealing with, you know? But when I actually watched this movie, and I feel like Bro as well, like we're not so invested in Bollywood. To watch a movie like this, it's quite interesting and almost nice and satisfying to see like a movie like this finally being made. Even though it might not get the recognition it deserves. Yeah, and definitely was a bit slow, but the storyline and the acting and everything, I would definitely applaud it.
Yeah, I think it's really great, like exactly what you're saying, that they're making movies like this because it shows that they realize and recognize that their audience is becoming more mature.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, you know, like titillating the senses. And it is a shame that movies with no substance can make a lot more money than, you know, baby steps.
Yeah, I think overall that makes sense. I think this is one of the movies which has also benefited from the fact that there is a much more festival culture in India in terms of film festivals and like all these various indie movies getting a platform to actually showcase themselves to a wider audience and people actually picking it up. So media coverage-wise, like this movie got a lot of coverage and a lot of attention, both in terms of traditional media and social media. And everyone, when it came out, was really raving about it. It was the centerpiece of the Mumbai Film Festival. Theatrically, it did do well, but that's also a function of it was banned in a lot of places, and so there were just fewer screens showing the movies. The fact that it was banned in the first place is also quite sad and reflects in many ways the point that this movie is trying to make about how close-minded certain parts of society still are. But what was there anything specific that you liked or didn't like about the movie, apart from the things we've discussed already about the story and stuff?
Yeah, so I really liked his acting. I thought his acting was excellent.
So that's Manoj Bajpayee.
Yeah. I really liked the cinematography. I found it very captivating.
I mean, yeah, definitely I think Manoj Bajpayee did a really good job in the movie, but I also applaud like some of the other characters, like Rajkumar Yadav and the other one. Rajkumar Rao. Yeah, I really admired his acting as well because he played this whole cast like role of like a small time journalist really well and like carried the movie along with Manoj Bajpayee. And even the smaller actors, like the other professor who was his friend.
The Malayalam professor.
Yeah, and he just, like, it was such a minor role, but it's, like, it really shows, like, the, I don't know, there was, like, a very, like, perfect setting to the whole movie. He, like, really, I don't know, all the character kind of captured what people in those regions are like, you know, like, their mannerisms and everything.
Yeah, a lot of times when we talk about movies on this podcast, we talk about, like, it felt real or it felt kind of realistic.
Mm.
But this was, I think, the first movie that I've seen where it actually, like, the word real is the only word you can describe it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And even the cinematography that you described, it didn't feel like it was some
glamorized
big,
or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't like glamorized. It wasn't like a big performance or a show or a story that you're watching unfold. It's literally just normal people's lives and normal people's reactions to everyday situations.
Yeah.
And which I thought was quite interesting. I think, yeah, both the lead actors did really well. Rajkumar Rao also spoke perfect Malayalam for one sentence, which It was Malayalam.
Oh.
His name is Deepu Sebastian. He's definitely Malayali.
Okay.
The Keralite in me feels very proud about this. So there was that. There were also, I mean, I don't know, it was good at the start, but it then got a bit old. There were a lot of very random, quirky things that happened throughout the movie, like the journalist Deepu's, he's a paying guest in this apartment, and the two ladies that inhabit his apartment are quite special. So there's this one old lady who's just smoking shisha the whole time, and this other younger lady who is just being, I don't know what she's doing. She's just making his life miserable, basically.
Yeah.
And like,
and they didn't really contribute to the movie.
They didn't really contribute much apart from showing what his life is like, the journalist. But for like the first one or two scenes, it was like funny. It was kind of like, there was some novelty value, but then after a while, it got a bit old, I think. In terms of factual accuracy, so everything that happened in the movie is true in terms of Siras and his story and the court case and proceedings and all of that. The most of the movie, though, or not most of the movie, but at least what I thought to be the interesting parts of the movie focused on the relationship between Siras, the professor, and the journalist. Most of that was actually not true. So the journalist, Deepu Sebastian, did exist, and he did follow the case extensively, and he was probably the only mainstream journalist who gave the professor's point of view, but they never actually, I don't think they actually met in person, and they never actually had the close relationship, but that's something the director Hansal Mehta does to kind of showcase the story and the narrative and make it go along. So that was interesting as well. Otherwise, anything else that you didn't like, maybe?
That I didn't like? Okay, yeah. Well, particular scenes, which might be a spoiler, were the fact that they always kind of focused in on him listening to his, what he said, Lata Mangeshkar music, which was just, I don't know, I just didn't understand why there was a reason to this. I mean, maybe it was to show his kind of like loneliness of him listening to his music, but it was just like a bit too long and drawn out, and they had like a few scenes of that, which I think they could have skipped.
Yeah, I agree. It was, there were times where it would just be him listening to this music and singing along for like 2 minutes straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was definitely not needed. I thought the courtroom scenes also were not as engaging as they could have been. And I know they tried to make it seem as real and as kind of not.
Yeah, but I think that was actually, I thought that was actually nice that the courtroom scenes were a bit dull and not very exciting, is because like, it really draws a parallel with the character Sriras's opinion of what the courtroom was like. Like, he kept saying it was so boring, and there's scenes where he's falling asleep in the courtroom. So it just draws parallel to show like, this is such a like proper story to tell, but it was just like carried out in such a boring way that even like, I think he wanted to bore the audience as well in a way.
Yeah.
To kind of like empathize with the protagonist.
And like exactly like what you're saying, it makes this movie, I think humble is exactly the word you describe it. It's humble, and it's like, in a way it kind of makes it a bit more lighthearted, even though it's such a heavy issue.
Yeah.
Because you see like the real mundane, you know, like, okay, yeah, it was a really important issue, very high profile, and it was a court case that lasted forever, but actually the day-to-day of that court case is just boring.
The other interesting thing about the courtroom scene was, which we were discussing earlier, was the female lawyer who was representing the university's case was, I think, by far the most annoying screen character I've ever seen in ages. But this is also what many lawyers in India and many people in India are like, in terms of how narrow-minded their opinions are and how forceful they are in pushing those opinions onto other people. And you would think, as a lawyer, as an educated person, they would be a bit more willing or understanding of nuances and things. But and I think we also talked about in the Nirbhaya case, the lawyers involved there were even like one step or many steps worse than this. So I thought the way it was like very annoying to watch, but also you could understand what they were going for.
Like, it wasn't exaggerated.
Yeah. But it was quite painful to sit through, I must admit. going back to the acting, I thought Manoj Bajpayee, he got a lot of praise for his performance, but like it's hard to explain how and why his performance was good until you actually watch it, because he comes across as, it's a very like understated, not dramatic performance at all. He just comes across as a very normal person, which in itself is an achievement.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can just see, like, his role is, like, to play this, like, fragile, lonely man.
Yeah.
And who leads a very simple life. And he's also very, like, innocent to some degree as well. Like, the term, like, when they use the word gay to describe him, he was really, like, taken aback by that word to the point where he didn't even know how to use the word.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously that could come with a lot of the context, like where he was from, but it was just like the way he reacted to certain things was just like very interesting to see as a character.
Yeah.
And also like the scene where the reporter wants to take a photo of him.
Yeah.
And his like reaction to the photo was like, I look so horrible. And it's just like the way you think of it, it's like he just reminded me of some like uncle I would have in India, or like a grandparent, you know. It's just like a very real representation of like that generation taking a photo with you, for instance.
There was also a very nice scene where Rajkumar Rao is interviewing him about the night where he gets caught in the act, and he is talking about the other person, the rickshaw driver.
Yeah.
And he says, is he your lover? And that's another point where he gets really kind of flustered and offended. And he says, you know, why do you like to use this? Like, why are you making this word sound dirty?
Of course, yeah.
Love is such a beautiful thing. Take some time to understand it. Which is a very nice sentiment. And even throughout the movie, they try to make sure the story is not about him being gay, but it's about the fact that his privacy was violated and the fact
and
that
he lost his dignity.
Exactly.
And also, what I think is really unique about this movie is that in so many other Bollywood movies, gay people are portrayed in an extremely stereotyped way. So flamboyant, really just not what actual gay people are like at all. So this just makes Indian audiences realize that gay people are just like anyone else. And they just are normal people.
Yeah.
That just happen to have a mother that's the same.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with both those aspects, and especially the one where it's like the movie doesn't focus on gay rights or like gay activism or anything. It's like actually driven about like something as normal as someone's privacy, and it just draws it back to like, why should anyone be treated differently based on their sexual preference? You know, they still should have the same basic rights as privacy and having their dignity intact. And I love how the whole movie from the beginning to the end, that's the sole driving factor, from like the journalist getting involved. His first question in the school during the interview they were having was, what happened to those two men that barged into his room while he was with this man? And that was like very interesting to see that being over.
Yeah, I think, I think in terms of things that I thought could have been better, overall, they did a very good job of fleshing out the characters and establishing the tone and the theme and getting across the major points. I thought the narrative was still a bit kind of unstructured, and it dragged on a little bit, and it didn't really flow very well. So they have kind of these courtroom scenes randomly interspersed with Siras doing other things and talking to people, and they show all these scenes of, you know, like him being kicked out of various houses because of landlords saying, oh, you're a bachelor, you can't live here, etc. And they show all those scenes very nicely, and they get across, you know, the fact that he was really mistreated and he lost his dignity as a result of this whole thing.
Yeah.
But that whole, I didn't feel like it all flowed together. And then even at the end, when they suddenly announced that he's won his court case, it just felt very random and very, you know, it just kind of happened out of
nowhere. It was a bit rushed to end.
No, and also I didn't understand, we're kind of going back to this about us talking about all the random things that happen in the movie. Like, the journalist hooking up with that Namita.
Yeah,
that
with his
was
editor.
Just so random. And there was like, why?
Yeah, I thought that whole thing was just very random and unnecessary. Literally. But I think overall it was still, I think so. We had Supratik Chatterjee, who's the editor of Post India, on the show a few weeks ago. And he actually was slightly disappointed by the movie, but one of the things he said was that even though this was not a perfect movie, this was a very significant movie.
Yes.
In terms of its cultural relevance and the fact that people are now making movies like this and discussing these issues in a fairly open and mainstream environment is already a big step forward.
Yeah.
So hopefully we see more of that moving forward.
Agree.
Anything else to add?
That's all.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for being here and doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Pranita, we will have you back for Bahubali 2.
Of course. The return.
Pranita has been booked a year in advance because she was very offended that she wasn't included for the first one. But with that, that's our show. And like we said, next week we'll be back with our longer regular episode where we will discuss Azar and all the various trailers that have come out in the last few weeks and other news.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.